Okay, so this week's question is from a guy, and he starts out by saying, after a long time searching myself and seeking the Lord, I started pursuing a girl I was friends with. I discovered she had started seeing someone else, and this came as a shocker since we were really close and I had shared so much with her. My issue is I've been having trouble moving on. I really liked her, and I still do. I'm not sure that I will be able to get somebody like her ever. The thought of starting all over again just scares me. It's been 3 months now, and I chose to stay away. It is not working. How do I move on?
Well, first of all, I'm sorry this happened. I know it's difficult. I know you're struggling with this. It's real. And it really, though, sounds like you had some different expectations about what the relationship was. And that's part of the reason why I would just say it is really hard to have male-female friendships. It inevitably gets weird. As my wife says, somebody's always going to fall. So it sounds like she apparently expected an emotionally close relationship without a commitment necessarily, and you thought it was going somewhere, or she just thought that this is just a friendship. But that's in the past, you know. You know, you're asking, how do I move forward? Well, nothing ever got started. So let's just talk about real life in front of you right now. Don't go to this woman for answers. She doesn't owe them to you. She's with someone else. It's over. So, you know, in terms of getting over it, you won't necessarily get over it. You feel rejected. You feel hurt. You put a lot of time into this, and it seems like it was for nothing. But at the same time, you know, it has been 3 months. You know, why don't you think about start dating and date different people? You know, I think that there's one indicator of possibly making a poor decision. You put all your eggs in one basket, and you're like, maybe she's the one, is what you're thinking. Well, clearly not. Maybe you're not good at gauging that. You might want to just date around. You know, there. You know, if you date, one of these ladies might end up being your wife. And let me assure you, if that happens, you won't look back. And you might even forget this woman's name. This is not as big of a deal as you think it is. I know these things hurt, but there just comes a point that it's time to move on and let go of a relationship that wasn't what you thought it was. Now, that's the point you're at. So go have a good time figuring out who you really want to be with. Scripture says a man who finds a wife finds a good thing. Go find somebody.
Okay, good point, Joshua. And I feel so, I've been in this spot before in a relationship where I felt like, no, this guy needs to know that we're meant to be together. And it really, I mean, I just had to realize that what God wants to happen, God can make happen. And my job is to, as you said, let it go and move on. And if someone circles back around again, then so be it. But I can't sit there wasting weeks and months and more of my life wishing for something that may never happen. So good thoughts. Thank you so much. Okay, folks, that is it for this week's show. We appreciate hearing from you, and we do want to hear from you again. So write to us at editor@boundless.org so we can get your questions and get your feedback on the show. Make sure you're sharing it with friends as well. And sadly, this is the last show of this year, but good news, we have another show next week. We're going to continue the Boundless show into 2018. Yay! So good news for all of you. And we will see you then as we head into a new year. In the meantime, I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.